We're going to cover four areas, really. M&A due diligence, that is FCPA due diligence. The continued trend of the enforcement authorities kind of pushing the boundaries of FCPA jurisdiction aggressively. Charitable contributions and FCPA risks around charitable contributions. And then lastly, we'll talk about some still pending investigations regarding hiring of relatives of foreign officials, the so-called sons and daughters cases. So let's talk first about due diligence. You know, so you see a quote up here from the DOJ SEC guide on the FCPA about their view of the need for FCPA due diligence in transactions. What are the legal and the business risks that exist out there? And there's really two kinds of legal risks that you need to worry about. One is the risk of successor liability. So if your transaction is a stock acquisition, if you're acquiring a company, you're going to acquire the assets and the liabilities, and those liabilities include any potential FCPA liability. So if you're acquiring a company that was already subject to the FCPA and there is, unbeknownst to you, conduct that would violate the FCPA that has happened in the past, once you buy that company, you own that liability with it. And I know in this industry, though, many of the transactions are not company purchases, but they're asset acquisitions. You acquire a block or you acquire an interest in a block. And there, the FCPA risks are a little bit different. It's not successor liability because you're not acquiring the entire company, but you still have a risk. And the risk is that ongoing conduct that is happening in the operation that you purchase, on day one after you've bought it, that conduct is yours and you are responsible for it. So FCPA due diligence helps you smoke out risks like that